Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com with another podcast for a wine review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. The last podcast I mentioned I was going to maybe do some bubbly and some rosés and decided to do them both at the same time. So what we have today is a Kirkland Signature Extra Dry Prosecco Rosé 2021. And we'll talk about what that's all about. $7.99 for this vintage dated Prosecco. Most Proseccos are not vintage dated. They're non-vintage. And the reason they do that is they can get a house style by blending different vintages together year in, year out. You're getting the exact same experience, and they can kind of establish the kind of face of their winery with those wines. These are expressions of the year. This is what happened in the vineyard in 2021. This isn't, we don't know who made it, but there you go. This is actually the Ghetto Rosé. They had to add some Pinot Noir to the Glera grape. Little history of a Prosecco. It wasn't all that long ago that it used to be the Prosecco grape, grown in Prosecco region, made Prosecco wine. The problem with that is if you plant a Prosecco in your backyard and decide to make sparkling wine, wherever your backyard is, you could tell people you've just made a Prosecco and sell it as Prosecco. And they decided, wait a minute, we need to change the name of the grape to the Glera grape. Most grapes have indigenous names and local names. So Glera was a name it used to be. It wasn't as quite popular. So now it's the Glera grape makes Prosecco in the Prosecco region. And that's the way it worked. And that's they trademarked the whole thing. And that's the way it was until rosés became very popular. So they had to, change a few things to allow red grapes, because the Glera grape is very green. There's no way you're going to get pink out of that. So they added Pinot Noir to this one, which is also the number one or number two grape for champagne. Champagnes are usually a Chardonnay, a Pinot Noir, and Pinot Meunier, and both Pinot Meunier, I combined the two of there. Noir and Pinot Meunier are both red grapes, but they put them together often, and they're still white wines or white sparkling wines. Nowadays, they do rosés too. They add a little of the skin contact on it. I'm going to take a sip of this wine, and we'll talk a little bit about it. It's an extra dry wine. Extra dry is backwards. Dry with still wines means that it's not sweet, and with sparkling wine means it's a little bit sweet. But the one thing about Prosecco and most bubblies is that the natural acidity balances out or cancels the sweetness. So you just get a more rounded fruit flavor, maybe a little more rounded mouthfeel. But you're not getting a sweet wine, even though there is extra sugar from a Brut Prosecco. And in Italy, like two-thirds of all Prosecco sold in Italy are extra dry. I mean, that's the style they like there. So if you want to drink like an Italian, get the extra dry. So we have a rosé. We have a vintage dated wine. And this is a true rosé. They don't add coloring or anything to it. They ferment the Glera grape. They ferment the Pinot Noir. And when that's done, they add them to a large tank that's pressurized. And they add them both. They add both the Pinot Noir and the Glera grape at the same time into that pressurized tank. Add a measured amount of yeast, a measured amount of sugar. Seal it up and crank the pressure. And they can go up to 4 atmospheres. I think champagne is like 6 atmospheres. And they don't always go up to 4, but that's how sometimes the bubbles will flow out of your bottle. There's a lot of pressure in there. And that's actually what Dom Perignon, he's not credited with making the first champagnes. He's credited with figuring out a way for the bottles not to explode from all the pressure. You used to take your life in your own hands, drink champagne, and nowadays it's pretty safe. So how is this thing? It's $7.99, and it tastes pretty good. I like my Pinot Noir in my champagne, which is bottle fermented. Prosecco is tank fermented. I always prefer, I like the champagne, the Chardonnay champagne too, but my favorite's the Pinot Noir, and the Pinot Noir here actually adds a little bit of roundness to it, a little bit of red fruit to it. I'm gonna take another sip. Kind of smooths it out. Sometimes Prosecco, especially inexpensive Proseccos, can be a bit prickly, a bit brittle. This is nice and round. It's easy to drink. It's just a nice sipping wine. And it's 11% alcohol. So it's like on a hot summer night. You know, this is kind of, you chill this down. This is a nice thing to drink. This is a nice effort. This is exactly what you want a inexpensive Prosecco to do. It's what you want a rosé to do. And it's a vintage dated wine on top of it. So I'm going to take another sip and wrap this up. And if you like regular Prosecco, I think you're going to like Prosecco with some Pinot Noir in it too. I mean, it does add a little something that Prosecco doesn't have. I mean, there's a roundness that is, I think, is appealing. And for a $7.99 wine, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there was a time when if you went below $10, you're taking your palate in your own hands. And now you're finding these wonderful little gems of wines for $8. This one's a nice wine. I would recommend for the summertime, for a nice party. It's a little light. You could have like hors d'oeuvres for drinking with. I wouldn't use too much thing. This is a sipping wine. This is nice out in the patio. Put an ice bucket and just have a good time. So that's it for me, Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. We'll have a couple more coming up, and like we always do and have been doing for 15 years, check the website out. There's archives like crazy in there. And now we got a whole bunch of podcasts too. So that's it for me. Keep it cheap. Adios. And stay safe and cool. Bye-bye.